Right, so I'm on to the last canary in this room. These are not too hard to do, as I was going to say, I've done the other one, no trouble. What I've got to do is I've got to just have a look at these and see what sort of food configuration this has got. Again, two seed, two water. So, God, I hate this cage because it just cannot... There it goes. She's got water pots on the side, so once I know what I'm doing, I'm glad I only have to do them every couple of days, same as the budgeroo. There's only one budgeroo, so it's not too bad, but the bigger parrots will come to another time. Frick, just got to spend a bit of time with all the parrots. I'm going to try and get the parrots to the ones I can handle and get them out. I'll put this back on here. I just threw seed all over the floor. That wasn't a good start. That was just seed that's... Oh well, that'll give Rupert something to do. So I'm going to run that in a minute. That's not what I was here to talk about, but that's what we're going to do. This canary's got enough seed for a good couple of days at least. So we're just doing that. That's enough in there for what I want. The good thing is this is not, they're not difficult to feed. Birds are really not difficult to work with and clean and look after, they're really not. They're actually probably one of the easiest animals that you could ever wish for. And because canaries are not so skittish, they generally adapt quite well to having new people feed them, so I don't have a major problem with this. That noise is one of Sam's finches singing it. He kind of does it now and again. He's actually quite cute. Just a music bed, don't worry about it. Just normal music that... Well, it's not normal music, it's Amiga music, but I'm using it just for company because I'm going to be here a few hours, so... I figured... I shall... Canary! Gone. I've got no escapees. I'm doing this job and I've got no escapees. That's pretty good. I didn't think I would have, but I've got to be careful because, as I say, it's not the easiest thing for me to do, but I'm coping pretty well with this. My next job is budgeroo. Mr. Clive. I like Clive, he's a cool budgie. I will shut the music off in a few minutes because I took liberties and borrowed the hi-fi. Let's put that back on and we're done with that one. All I need to do now is just shut this door because I need to find its D cup and then shut the room door again for safety. Mainly because I just don't want the bird to get out, and if the bird does get out I can at least catch it. But because I don't know where the things are, I don't know. We'll see what happens. If I can do this without losing this last canary, I'm good. So let's go in, put my hand inside the cage, and I'm going to try and find the... There, don't wet me. Birdie, please don't wet me. Back. That's the most difficult one. Right. Whoa. That's to the right of your cuttle and your other thing. You're alright in there, little can? Yeah, little canaries. Fine. And you. Just get your water. That's the
one of the finches doing its song. Sounds like a busted printer. If I do this without losing this canary, I'm going to be happy. I really am, because I should be absolutely fine. I mean, I've managed to do it so far without no major hitches, so we should be absolutely good. I've never done this before, or not much, so it'll be Wednesday when I come and do these again. Obviously, I've got to spend time with various parrots, because Sam's got some pretty nice parrot-y birds. And they're a bit needy, some of them. Parrots generally are, though. That's the part of the course with parrots. They can be quite needy birds. So what I'll now do is put this back in here. Put my arm inside the canary's cage, as I hope it doesn't get away. It can't fly out, because I'm not going to let it. Put that on. Canary. Don't panic, mister. It's fine. There. We've done it. Right. What I can now do is we can... Oh, you lot. They're all chatting. That's actually really cool. It's taken this long just to do these. So, Lord knows how long it's going to take me to do the rest. But that's how long it's taken me to do this lot. So, I'm going to see if this is fully charged. Which it is. So, we'll disconnect that. Take that away from there. And we'll just put this power unit over here for the vacuum cleaner, because I need this later. Right. I've got one more bird to do. A bunch of root in the small birds. So, yeah. So I hope everybody's all right. Sorry about the muffledness in my pocket. Turn the unit on. Before I do anything, I better check that it's empty. I believe it sort of is. And yeah, that's good. That's real good. Looks good to me. So yeah, that's cool. To put that in the bin. Right, let's put this back in here. As we like to say, put it back in here. Oh, finches. You funny birds. You're really not going to like when I do. You're not going to like me now. That's all right. I'll let that do its thing and shut this door. Right. One budgie to go in the small birds. Turn this off. That'll do for now. Hello, Frankie Bird. Right, that's just the Hoover clanking around upstairs. Right, do you want to come with me? Yeah, do you want to come with me? I'm going to feed the budgie. Just ignore that, it's just the Hoover doing its thing. Come then. Come on, baby girl. Come on, baby girl. Come on, then. Come on, then. You're coming down. That's a good girl. Come on my shoulder. Come on my shoulder, then. That's it. Good girlie. Do you want to give me a kiss? Good girl. That's it. I've got a Frankie Bird on my shoulder. Haven't I? Hey. What's this? Is that my phone? Hmm? Yes. Hello. Say hello. 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 There's Frankie.
Hello.
She's itching.